Welcome to Deception in the Last Days with your host, Randy Shelton. Randy is a member of the Biblical Discernment and Research Center. He has been studying cults and new religious movements for over 30 years. Join Randy as he discerns the deception going on now in the last days.
I know that there are some prayer warriors out there that listen to my program, and I appreciate those who do pray for me faithfully. In this ministry, I don't know who or how many or whatever, but I just say the more the merrier. You know, my type of ministry, of course, a front lines type of ministry dealing with deception. You know, I incur a certain amount of spiritual attack, and God is faithful to always help all of us through whatever trials we may encounter. But I would just appreciate your prayers. Presently, I'm having some computer problems. You know, Superman had kryptonite. I have computers. I have two computers. The Lord graciously, and I shared the story of how I was enabled to have a new computer that was purchased by, or I was given a check by some kind friends who I didn't even really know that well at the time. But anyway, I shared about that, and I have the new computer, and it turned out the old computer was still usable and workable. I thought it was kaput. But anyway, I'm having some problems, really, with both computers. I'm using the new computer, and it seems to be recording fine, and I think that aspect of the computer capabilities are fine, that this podcast, if you're hearing it today, you'll know that this computer is sufficient to produce this podcast. But anyway, I'm hoping to work out the issues with the older computer. Actually, I could use that for sound bites for future podcasts in using one computer with the other. I am not, as you probably have figured out, a real whiz when it comes to computers and electronics. Like I said, Superman has kryptonite. I have computers. They're my weakness. But I would appreciate your prayers in these specific areas. And in general, for spiritual strength and your remembering in prayer because of some of the attacks from the enemy that come fairly regularly. You know, I know that our trials come to make us stronger, so that's a good thing. I should be a stronger person down the road. I'm just joking. God has taken me through a lot of things, but I'm not joking about prayer. I can use the prayer. I didn't mean to say all that about all that, but that's where I'm at right now these days, and so I appreciate the prayers. Now, I want to give a little postscript from the last series I've been doing. You know, started really with Jim Jones and his involvement with Harvey Milk and the Liberal Democrats in San Francisco 40 years ago. And then I went on to do a three-part series just on Harvey Milk himself and the impact of his propaganda movie, Milk, that was done about him. Actually, it was a pro-homosexual movie, obviously. If some of you may remember, Brokeback Mountain was probably one of the first blatant homosexual propaganda films that came out, and of course it received, you know, numerous Oscars, as did Milk. And interestingly, the other night I was at a basketball game at a local college was playing, and it was announced that an alumni of the school had actually won the Oscar for the best male actor in the role of, and they didn't put it this way, but I will, of the sodomite singer Freddie Mercury of the group Queen. And the movie is called Bohemian Rhapsody. I haven't seen it, don't plan on seeing it. But my comments, actually on Facebook, were, wow, an Oscar for a movie about a sodomite. Who would have seen that coming? Hollywood giving out Oscars for homosexual movies. Who'd have thunk it? And then, of course, I mentioned, you know, sort of like Brokeback Mountain or Milk, which I've been commenting on my podcast program. So, Hollywood, who are the real deplorables? And that was my unsolicited comments concerning that. But I thought that was interesting that small town, small college graduate won the Oscar. And believe me, they hand those out, I think, like candy to people in movies that promote sodomy and the homosexual crisis that we're in as a nation and in the world. So that was a little postscript before I head to the next series of podcasts that I'll be dealing with. Now, for the next several podcasts, we're going to be looking at two of my favorite and I think, obviously relevant topics these days, and that is, number one, the one world religion, including ecumenism and interfaith movements, and then the one world government, which both, of course, we know are coming. Revelation 13 talks about the coming beast, the Antichrist, and Revelation 17 talks about Mystery Babylon, the great harlot, false religious system that the Antichrist will use to help deceive the world. And I'm going to be reporting really on three recent events regarding these end time topics that have been in the news, and I've wanted to actually for some time, but the other series that I was doing kept stretching out, and I thought it was needful to be comprehensive in those series, and so it's taken me a while to get around to these events. Like I say, I'm going to comment on three of them, and really what really kind of sparked, I believe the Lord kind of moved me in this direction to do this, was I had received Facebook comments from two different friends simultaneously, really within about one day. And one of them read, wow, read this update from Carl Techribe, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, regarding his recent visit to the World Parliament of Religions. Now, this is an event that happened recently, in the last couple of months or so. And this was Carl Techribe's comments. I've attended a range of events during the past 25 years, Christian conferences and liberty-minded events, and scores of interfaith, global movement, and pagan gatherings. It sounds a little bit like me. You know, I've gone to so many New Age and UFO and cult group meetings over many years, over the past, you know, many years, that I can really relate to Carl in that. But he goes on to say, some are featured in Game of Gods. And I've heard disparaging and disrespectful talk from all sides and from myself, if I'm honest. But this parliament of the world's religions took the cake. Anger, vitriol, and venom poured out from the gathering. Here is one example. A progressive Baptist minister, and you remember the buzzword progressive means liberal, super liberal, right? A progressive Baptist minister utilizing the Buddhist sand mandala technique. And that's like a sculpting in sand, basically, using the medium of sand to sculpt certain art pieces, created an art piece of Kali, the goddess of death and destruction, to express her hatred of the recently appointed Supreme Court judge, this is, of course, very recent, Kavanaugh, and those who confirmed him. Then, at the end of the week, with a group of religious progressives, they celebrated his hoped-for downfall with a dance invocation to Kali, the goddess of death. The parliament's theme was inclusion and love, but it was clear that this is only extended to those who conform to their narrative. So much for the love. It's very limited, of course, in their circles. But so for some of you are familiar with the World Parliament of Religions, otherwise known as the Parliament of World Religions. It's known by both titles. And so that was the first event I wanted to comment on. A friend of mine, Don Metcalf, who I had worked with for years in discernment ministry, in one of his workbooks, he has some comments about the original World Parliament of Religions that was held in Chicago, Illinois. And I want to read a little bit from that as we get rolling here. It says, the first conference of its kind in history in 1893, the first World Parliament of Religions. It brought together all the world's religions to find unity through commonality. This influenced many Christian universities and colleges to change from teaching biblical theology to courses in world religious studies. Swami Vivekananda quoted, the Parliament of Religions has proved to the world that holiness, purity, and charity are not the exclusive possessions of any church in the world, and that every system has produced men and women of the most exalted character. My thanks to those noble souls whose large hearts and love of truth first dreamed this wonderful dream and realized it. And of course, there were some other quotes. And this is, of course, the Swami Vivekananda. This is a Hindu who, you know, would be along the lines of all paths lead to God, and we're all God, by the way. But anyway, these are glowing words for how wonderful, you know, all of this was purported to be. The second Parliament of World Religions, according to Don's notes here, in Chicago in 1993. Participants included neo-pagans, or, you know, new pagans, witches, Muslims, Mormons, Hindus, and Buddhists. Now, realizing or recognizing and remembering that there was a world parliament or a parliament of world religions in 1893, and then the second one in 1993, caused me to want to list or to do a little research and list some of the other parliament of world religions. And to my knowledge, these are the ones that have taken place since then. I it's possible I may have missed one or two. The most recent, of course, was the one I'll be talking more in detail about. But in 1991, Cape Town, South Africa, and in fact, I have a little comment from the LA Times, Saturday, December 2nd, or is that 4th? There we go, 1999. And it has a picture of the representatives from a variety of faiths join Wednesday in Cape Town, South Africa for the opening service of the Parliament of the World's Religion. And so they all look very religious there. You can't see this, of course. But this is from the religion page of the LA Times. You know, as I've mentioned, I lived out there for 20 years in the LA area. And land of fruits, nuts, and flakes, of course. And so I had saved that, had that in my files over the years. But that was in 1999. Then 2004, in Barcelona, Spain, was the next Parliament of World Religions. 2009 in Melbourne, Australia, and I'll speak a little bit more about this one later as we get into the subject matter. And then there was the 2015 Parliament of World Religions in Salt Lake City, Utah. Again, a little bit later, I have a little more to say about that. And then in 2018 in Toronto, Canada, which is the one that I will go into more detail. But this is also something from my files that I got. This was the quarterly magazine from Soka Gakka International. And this is a sect of Buddhism. Tina Turner is a follower of this particular cult, this branch of Buddhism, whose name is almost impossible to pronounce. And I was going to give it a shot, but Soka Gakka is part of the name. So I'm going to leave the rest of that out, rest of their name out for some future point, perhaps. I used to be able to rattle it off, you know, just right off my tongue. But anyway, this came from their quarterly, The World Parliament of Religions and Its History. The following is based upon the dawn of religious pluralism, edited by Richard Hughes Sager. On the morning of September 11, 1893, the Columbian Liberty Bell in the Court of Honor of the World's Columbian Exposition in Chicago, and this is the one I talked about before, the one in 1893, tolled 10 times to honor what were a century ago considered the world's 10 great religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, Zoroastrianism, Taoism, Confucianism, Shintoism, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. At the same time, 7 miles uptown in the Memorial Art Palace, more than 60 religious leaders from around the globe processed into the Hall of Columbus to gather in solemn assembly. The World's Parliament of Religions had convened, bringing together the widest spectrum of speakers and participants ever assembled from the religious traditions of the world. And of course, this would be a puff piece. This article would be promoting this and would be approving of this, since they themselves are cultic. This particular branch of Buddhism. A Chicago lawyer, Charles Carroll Bonney, proposed that the exposition sponsor a series of international congresses to complement the material triumphs and technological marvels which would form the basis of the displays. Something higher and nobler is demanded by the enlightened and progressive spirit. See, they were using that word progressive way back then, of the age. So an international convention representative of all the world's peoples was proposed. 200 different congresses were hosted, drawing an estimated 700,000 people to the fair. Of them all, the Congress of Religion and the World's Parliament of Religions in particular drew the most attention, the most applause, and the best press. Bonney described the mission of the Parliament to unite all religions against all ill religion, to make the golden rule the basis of this union, to present to the world In the religious congresses, the substantial unity of many religions in the good deeds of the religious life. Indeed, good deeds of the religious life. They're all works religion. They're all based on man's works and what he can do for God and people, as opposed to what God has done for us in the person of Jesus Christ dying in our place as sacrifice for our sins that we should have been judged for. But these are all, of course, religions that have gone the way of Cain. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. And that was the way of Cain. Instead of Abel, he followed his own plan instead of the one that God had wanted Abel to follow. You remember Cain and Abel from a very, very early antiquity in the Bible, in the Old Testament, in Genesis. So, these religions, to unite all religions, and that's, of course, an important comment, isn't it? To unite all religions. This is what we will see eventually. Revelation 17, Mystery Babylon, the Great Harlot. And this is just one of many movements and one of many groups, world groups, both on the religious side and then, of course, on the government side. And we'll be looking more at that in future podcasts, the mood towards world government. But the next point that I wanted to make was from the 2015, as I'm working my way to the most recent Parliament of World Religions, I wanted to mention this 2015 meeting that was in Salt Lake City. Originally, it was supposed to be in another country, and that fell through, so it was kind of a plan B that they landed in the land of Joseph Smith and the second president there, that Brigham Young, who took the Mormons out to Salt Lake City. So anyway, this is where the parliament was held. And one of the things that took place there I thought was obviously interesting was that Oprah Winfrey's film series Belief was previewed there. And I'm sure it was to high approval and praise because of Oprah has done more to promote the New Age movement and false religions than probably anybody, any human being on the planet at this time. I don't have any statistics particularly to back it up, except to say that she influences millions and millions of people, both through her TV, her magazine, her radio programs, and of course the many books that she endorses. She's like a kingmaker or a queenmaker when it comes to endorsing books that hit the New York Times bestseller list. But so Oprah, of course, was her series was previewed there. And that shouldn't surprise anyone. Now, moving to the most recent Parliament of World Religions, I have several articles that I got off the internet and some very interesting information. This particular article is entitled, 12 New Luminaries Will Keynote the 2018 Parliament of the World's Religions. Religions are different roads converging upon the same point. Well, that's not really true, but that's what a lot of people believe. What does it matter that we take different roads so long as we reach the same goal? You know, yes, uniting all the religions, as the other article that I read from, to unite all religions against all ill religions. This quote was from Dr. Arun Gandhi. And, of course, you know, Jesus said, and I love to quote John 14:6, no one comes to the Father but by me. There's one road, only one way. Sorry that isn't inclusive enough for some folks. Sorry that that's too exclusive for some people. But Jesus is the one who said it, so don't give Jesus credit for being a great man, a great prophet, a great philosopher, and all that other good stuff. If you ignore what he clearly said about the exclusivity of how one reaches heaven and misses out on hell, I might add. 12 new speakers joined the 2018 Parliament of the World's Religions as voices of POWR, power, I guess, bringing excellence and world-changing ideas to the 7th Parliament, November 1st through the 7th, in Toronto, Canada. Among them is the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi, Dr. Arun Gandhi. That's the man I just quoted from. All paths, all roads are fine. who has built his life's work around the pursuit of understanding, service to others, and nonviolence. His words call to mind the vision of the Parliament. The dignity of people belonging to diverse faith and spiritual traditions must be respected and celebrated. Must be celebrated, not just respected, but celebrated, in the pursuit of our common goal of a more peaceful, just, and sustainable world. Yes, peace. You know, the Antichrist is going to promise that when he comes. Peace, peace. But there'll be no peace. Sudden destruction shall come upon them, it tells us in the epistle, the Thessalonian epistle. Now, participants can hear Dr. Gandhi speak at the Peace and Love, Not War, Hate and Violence Assembly. Like I say, where it says the traditions must be respected and celebrated in the pursuit of our common goal of a more peaceful, just, and sustainable world. And then I put my little note, unless you are a born-again Christian. Got to slip that in. Anyway, the next paragraph I want to read from, another returning luminary to the Parliament is the Reverend Jim Wallace. Well, you've heard me talk a lot about Jim Wallace, the founder of Sojourners, whose books and activism compel a critical mass of evangelical Christians, and that's why I don't care to be called an evangelical Christian, because it seems like anybody can be called an evangelical Christian these days, of evangelical Christians and neighboring communities to reconcile their faith and their social behaviors, especially concerning the oppression of racial and ethnic minorities. Wallace will appear November 1st in the opening ceremony of the Parliament, where he will address the theme of the convening, the promise of inclusion and the power of love. And I have a little note where the comment about the critical mass of evangelical Christians in neighboring communities to reconcile their faith and their social behaviors. And I put, how about sharing his faith with the lost pagans? You know, that seemed like that might have been a pretty good idea while he was up there, if he was truly a Christian. Anyway, the next comments from this article. Carol P. Christ is her name. Finds the spirit within the body and nature while leading goddess pilgrimages. Maybe that's why her name is Christ. No, I'm just kidding, folks. A little sanctified humor there, I guess, or unsanctified. But anyway, while leading goddess pilgrimages to Crete, and will deepen Jimmy Carter's insight about the role of religions in sanctifying the abuse of women and girls in her address sponsored by the Second Woman's Assembly. Jimmy Carter went on record recently that he said Jesus would approve of gay marriage and abortion in most cases. And he said, now, I can't find that in Scripture anywhere, but I just think that myself is a good idea, or something along that line. Not a good idea, but I can believe that you thought that. And Jimmy's claim to fame in the past was always, you know, that he was born again this, and born again that. And I've harped on this in the past, but I'll do it again. Liberals always redefine terms. When somebody says they're born again, it doesn't necessarily mean they're born again. And I don't know Jimmy Carter's heart, but I would guess that he, real good chance he may not be born again, based on his statements, his comments, his unbiblical ideas. And here's somebody who's leading goddess pilgrimages to help deepen Jimmy Carter's insights about the role of religious in sanctifying the abuse of women. So anyway, she could have just been name-dropping Jimmy Carter, or I don't know what her connection to him might be, but interesting thoughts, I think. The Parliament, this is another comment I want to share here. The Parliament wouldn't be the Parliament without sage and spiritual illumination. Honoring the legacy of Swami Vivekananda, who I mentioned, quoted in at the start of our podcast, at the Parliament of World Religions in 1893, is the eminent Swami Sarvabhriyayananda, who travels from the Vedanta Society in New York, first established by Swami Vivekananda after his engagement at the 1893 Parliament. Swami Sarvabhriyayananda will speak in the Parliament's anniversary banquet. And to that, I would say, that is really the spirit of Antichrist. That's an inconvenient truth, but, you know, this Swami Vivekananda has, of course, has been deceiving people all these years, since before 1893, in his Hindu cult group. Now, that's all I have from that article. I have another article here. This is entitled, this is from their website, of course, just as that article was, The Spiritual Evolution of Humanity and the Healing of Our Mother Earth. The First Nation peoples of Canada, indigenous peoples from around the world will take their place alongside all world religions in order to share indigenous traditional spiritual knowledge and highlight the spiritual evolution of humanity and healing our Mother Earth as part of the 2018 Parliament's Indigenous Peoples Program. And of course, this spiritual evolution, that's wholeheartedly New Age. That's the core of the New Age. We each need individual transformation through some altered state of consciousness to come to the realization that we're God and we're the ones that have got to solve the world's problems and heal Mother Earth. And so as we individually transform, we can join with the mass of other peoples who are also becoming transformed and basically who are becoming spiritually evolved. You know, the whole world has bought the lie of evolution, physical evolution. Spiritual evolution just it makes it worse, of course. It's kind of the logical spiritual consequence of denying God and hating God and turning your back on God is believing that you're God and that you're involved in this process of spiritual evolution. So, and you know, so then we can all heal Mother Earth. Let's see, I think I have time for one more article, maybe two. This is called The Promise of Inclusion, The Power of Love, again from their website. The Parliament draws from the movements of goodwill and cross-cultural respect that are embodied in the spirit of the interfaith movement by highlighting the promise of inclusion. You know, I mentioned ecumenism and interfaith movements, two of my favorite topics, really. But highlighting the promise of inclusion, the power of love, pursuing global understanding, reconciliation, and change at the 2018 Parliament of the World's Religions. And once again, and yet Jesus offered all salvation, but only exclusively, not inclusively, exclusively through him, John 14:6. Jesus obviously didn't believe in inclusion. And let's see if I can fit this one in. The world needs interfaith cooperation. This is a short article. Peoples of faith and conscience strive for a more just, peaceful, and sustainable world. At the Parliament of the World's Religions, we believe that the interfaith movement, interfaith understanding, and interfaith cooperation can lead the charge to a path of love and inclusion. So there's a lot of repetition here, of course, but when you hear that, just, peaceful, sustainable world. We got to sustain the world. We got to save the world, set up the kingdom here for God. You know, climate change, global warming, you know, all these cataclysmic things that man's bringing on himself. Well, no, actually, these are things that are labor pains that, you know, that God has said would come upon this world as he will judge the world. And he's giving everybody time to repent. But sustainable world, that's a kind of a term that you will hear in regards to climate change, global warming, and how we must take the bull by the horns and solve these problems. Anyway, I'm out of time. God bless you all. We'll see you next week.